following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Tuesday. Game one of the College World Series final is in the books. We'll take a look at that. We've also got Danger tickets to give away today. Home playoff game on Friday night. They'll be back in action in the playoffs, so we'll give you a chance to win those tickets. We'll talk with Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton as they have finished up their tryout camp going on in Las Vegas last week. And we'll also talk with Kearney American Legion baseball coach Brad Archer on the show today. Jimmy, we'll see if we can find out how the pitching rotation is setting up for a very long weekend. They've got North Platte, Grand Island, and a big tournament again at home this weekend with some of the Metro schools coming in.
Yeah, really, Doug, the pitching and the defense have been very good this year, you know, for the most part. And starting to hit the ball pretty good, and that's why they're 18-4.
Yeah, we've talked with Coach Martinez at Grand Island. We've talked with Coach Kindig at Hastings. I know they're a little bit banged up over there, but Grand Island and Kearney having pretty good weekends and seasons so far. But I think now we're getting into the meat of the schedule, the Cornhusker League West Division. That's usually decided between Grand Island and Kearney, but North Platte has snuck in there and done a few things this year. And so that's a big game on both nights, tonight and tomorrow. And then, of course, maybe some bigger competition, non-league competition coming in this weekend from Papillion and folks like that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Lincoln Southeast is a pretty good baseball team, Doug. You know, so, you know, beating Lincoln Southeast is a big win. And you know, really Columbus and Hastings can play the game. So, anybody that thinks Hastings doesn't have a good baseball team, they ought to go over there and watch them a couple times because they can compete.
We've also got a couple of stories out there that will affect our listening area. First, the Nebraska School Activities Association, as we reported yesterday, first here on our sportscast, that Rhonda Blanchford Green has tendered her resignation. In fact, the NSAA board is meeting at this hour to accept that and to hire an interim, or at least try and find an interim director. We kind of caught wind of this, and Dr. Brian Maher, who is the outgoing superintendent at Kearney High, is also the board president this year for the NSAA, and we talked with him about 2.5 weeks ago after their last board meeting, and the vote was to not renew her contract. She was on like a coach, you know, kind of a rollover deal. She had a job until the till June of 2016, and they just didn't extend it. So it's not officially firing her, but things would have had to change in a hurry. She probably found something else out there, probably got the lawyers involved in the buyouts and all of that stuff. So I expect we'll hear a name that we've heard before to be the interim director, but it sounds like it'll be a full year before they actually hire a full-time director. So I guess, Jimmy, you've been in the administration besides the coaching and stuff. To me, this kind of says pretty much anything of any significance with high school participation. It's not just athletics. It's all extracurricular activities. We'll just kind of be at a standstill. for the next year. You wouldn't expect with an interim director that there would be any kind of a major shakeup in anything, would you?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times what happens is you'll have six district meetings, and they'll vote on things. So small things, you know, there's really nothing really drastic that ever really happens. I mean, as far as the NSA is concerned, every once in a while they'll make a decision about maybe a number. Where eight-man football, you know, hey, we're going to move that number down from 82 to 78. Well, they let the eight-man schools and the C2 schools kind of vote on that. Class A really doesn't care. You know what I mean about where that number's at? I mean, they've got 1,000 kids. Mm-hmm. So they listen to that type of stuff. So they're making some decisions on that. But, you know, a lot of things that's really tough is, you know, when you make kids ineligible. You know, and especially when somebody was not trying to deceive you, it was an honest mistake. There was no deception at all. And one person in the NSAA office, because I've called, there's 6-7 people. I've called down there and said, hey, can we do this? And hey, I think so, but you better talk to this one person. They think you can, but hey, you know what, I think you need to talk right here. And you know, I'll tell you what, there's rules in baseball, you know, like courtesy runners. Hey, who does this kid get to run for? Can he run for him and then come back into the game in what inning? And you know, there's little things that say, well, you better ask. Hey, I'm going to make a phone call real quick and find out if you really can do that or not. But I think, you know, one thing that Rhonda did is, you know what, you know, when you, those really major things come up about players being ineligible and whether they can participate and stuff, you've got to get a hold of an attorney or you've got to get a hold of some other board of directors and say, here's the situation, here's what we got, here's how it needs to be handled. Because, you know, you can't be out on your own making some of those decisions. It's got to be, you know, a lot of things. But, you know, I mean, you look at one thing, look at South Carolina, what they're going through with the Confederate flag. Hey, that's pretty easy to me. Get rid of the thing. I mean, I know how I'm voting. Yeah, that's an easy call for me. But, you know, for somebody else, it's got to go in there. They got to go through some proper procedures to get this thing, you know, down. So, you know, you get my point a little bit. There's some things that come up, and you just can't make that decision by yourself. And I don't know any of the specifics of what took place or if they wanted her to go a different direction or if they wanted her to do different things, and they just weren't getting them done. I'm sure just like any job you have, there's some things they want you to get done. Here's what we want you to do. And if you didn't get them done, we're not very happy with you. You know, and if you get them done, hey, you know what? You did a great job.
You can hear our entire conversation with Dr. Maher from our Friday, June 5th show. We talked about a variety of things, his leaving Kearney, but also at the beginning of the program, the NSAA, and that's on our podcast, as all of our shows are, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal at ESPNSuperstation.com. All the Doug and Daddy podcasts, just like our ball games, are at ESPNSuperstation.com. And it's not like she was an outsider, but I think some people believe she was an outsider. She went to the university. She was an outstanding track athlete at the University of Nebraska. And then she was in Colorado. And I think, let's face it, if you're sitting at the coffee shop right now or you're on break or you're just working away, you're going to Colorado. I mean, it's New York, it's California, it's Florida. It's not conservative like Nebraska is. And I think, and Dr. Maher said it, there were a couple of things that rocked the boat that didn't need to rock the boat. One thing that Nebraskans don't want, they want to be able to just drive down the road, don't mess with me. If I want to go 85, don't mess with me. If I'm not bothering anybody, don't bother me. That's kind of a little bit of our bringing up, Jimmy, I think. And there were a couple of things that brought light on the NSAA that had, some people would say, no reason to. The whole transgender thing is just something that makes everybody roll their eyes and go, why was this ever an issue? Why was it brought up? What? There wasn't even a case. I mean, it was like, okay, let's do something before. I mean, it was so far-fetched to so many people about having a transgender rule for high school athletics in the very conservative state of Nebraska. And then you had a young man make a speech that won a state title, and NET was getting more involved with showing me, we know you can watch the basketball and the volleyball and the wrestling finals. Well, hey, let's start showing some of this other. I mean, we show bowling. Let's give these kids that are in speech debate, let's give them a little forum. Well, apparently, she thought that speech needed to be edited, the one that won it, whatever. I don't even remember the exact topic, or there was some controversy maybe about you know, something that would make a high, you know, if you're sitting there listening to a high school kid give a speech, you go, oh, your eyes perk up and go, oh, whoa, you know, that's a little edgy right there. And apparently she thought that should be edited. Well, then what's the point of giving the speech again if you're going to edit it? And those were a couple of the things, and Dr. Maher talked about it. He goes, and both of those are well over a year old. Mm. But there were some people on the board that still bothered them. And when we talk about the board, they're representing, as you say, a district, an area of the state. And now there's 8 and not 6. And the vote came down 5-3 to not renew her contract.
Well, you know, I think there's things you need to think about when you I know when the no prayer at school, you know, I mean, at the graduation ceremonies, there was to be no prayer led, and we had these forever. Well, you know, I had to think through this. Like, how am I going to do this? Because, you know what, when you start telling people, hey, you can't say a prayer, they didn't even want to say one, but now they do. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going, hey, you know what, you're telling me I can't do one? Well, I'm going to do one, you know. And so what would happen a lot of graduation ceremonies, Doug, you know, that wouldn't be in the program, but all of a sudden some kid would go, hey, you know what? He'd get up there and he'd do a speech. Hey, before I do my speech, I'd like to do the Lord's Prayer.
Well, yeah, here's part of my speech.
Hey, I'd like to join with you, you know what I mean? And I mean, hey, you know, at no time am I going to get up sitting in my chair and go, whoa, stop that. You know,
yeah,
I
mean, tackle the kid,
you know what? Yeah, we're going to finish that. Go ahead and get that right on through, you know. And if every, and when it gets done, a lot of times you'll have a response where you'll have maybe 20% of the people stand up and just cheer as loud as they've ever cheered. You know what I mean? By God, we took care of one. And they're looking at me like they did it against me. I wasn't, you know, hey, what are you looking at me for? I'm fine with me. I have no problem. Let's move on with the ceremony. You know, so, but you want to think through, hey, what is going to happen if this takes place? Well, how am I going to do this if this does take place? And I guarantee you, Doug, I've thought through what I'm going to do if a fan goes wild on me. Mm-hmm. I've already decided how I'm going to handle that and what game. You know, if it's a big enough venue, I'm not doing anything. If it's a Little League baseball game and it's just him and 3 other parents, I might say something to him.
888-455-ESPN. That's the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line. If you'd like to join us or have a comment, 888-455-3776. You'll also need that number to win the danger tickets later on. You can always send us a tweet. That's great. At ESPN 1460 1550. A lot of people don't like to come on and have their voice. That's fine. That's part of radio. That's the best part of radio, is having the interaction. But if you feel more comfortable tweeting us at ESPN 1460 1550, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Before I move on, and by the way, Caleb says that poem in the poem division was on gender identity. So you got that catch 22 there, too. You know, you're talking kind of in the same ballpark with both of those issues. Before we leave that subject, and if the listeners want to chime in, that's fine. Do want to point out that we had a working, by we, I mean our radio station, you know, we have to go through all the rules and the channels, and they help us out, and Sarah Sassy Kildow is kind of the media rep that takes care of all of the championships, and when they came on board, both Sarah and Rhonda, we had conversations. I talked with them. You know, it's like going into a new job. Like if you were coming to Ravenna, you know, okay, coach, when do we practice? How is this? I'm the new coach. You were the old coach. How does this work? And you know, there was a couple of things that we kind of pointed them in the direction was, you know, saying, well, this is the way it has been done. You know, then it's up to you whether you want to continue to do it that way. So we always had a good working relationship and have had many meetings with the NSAA. So I, again, in some instances, I get it. Am I jumping up and down and happy about it? No. You know, it's just one of those things that happen. Also, we've been informed this morning that Grand Island Central Catholic has a new girls basketball coach, as James Lowry is going to step down and take over both tennis. He was doing boys, now he's going to do girls. And Stacia Rice is going to be the new head girls basketball coach. She graduated from Grand Island Senior High, was a darn good player, and that was back in the late 90s. She's been in coaching for about 11 years, was the varsity assistant at Grand Island Senior High, and has been the junior varsity coach at Central Catholic. And so she will take over as the new girls basketball coach at GICC. And they've kind of been in one of those situations too, Jimmy, that they've had a lot of coaches in that one sport here over the last decade, I guess you would say.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, GICC is a school, be interesting to see. That's a school I'm watching a little bit right now. Their football coach left. You know, their volleyball coach has been there for quite a long time. It'll be interesting to see, Doug, if there's something going on at Central Catholic or not. And I'm being serious about this. You know, their football coach went to Hastings High. Their girls, their tennis coach evidently quit, you know, because now there's a new tennis coach. You know, he's taken over both programs. So there's been some coaching changes right there at Central Catholic. It'll be interesting to watch and see what transpires there.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we're going to talk with Brad Archer, American Legion Baseball, Kearney Seniors, and Kearney Runs It. We'll talk with Jim Holton, Tri-City Storm Coach. We'll also give you a chance to win some Nebraska Danger tickets, so stay with us.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, look for partly sunny skies. Do pick up a slight chance for some showers and storms with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for more showers and storms for tonight, a low of 63. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 70 degrees.
Doug and Daddy's show rolling along on a Tuesday here on ESPN Radio. After a night off for the Tri-Cities Legion teams, most of them get back in action tonight. Kearney Post 52 in Runza will travel to North Platte. 5 points in Little Caesars will be home against Central City. And Grand Island and Hastings will be battling. The Hastings B team will be at home against Grand Island Dinsdale for a doubleheader. And then Grand Island 5 points and Home Federal will be at home taking on Hastings tonight. Then tomorrow night, Kearney is home to take on Grand Island. It will be Fan Appreciation Night. Free admission to the game for all, door prizes, burgers and dogs, homemade ice cream for just a buck. And Jimmy, I saw you guys were working on some homemade ice cream last night. Did you sample any of it?
I took a little bit, and it was I made mine on Saturday night. I'm a really good homemade ice cream maker. It's absolutely amazing how good I am at. Hey, you know what? I've done it one time, and it was Saturday. I used to give people $20. Go, hey, can you help me out? And they do it.
You subcontracted the homemade ice cream.
They wanted me. Hey, I'll do it if you announce a baseball game. Then we'll make your homemade ice cream for you.
Kearney Legion coach Brad Archer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, did they let you enjoy some of the homemade ice cream on appreciation night?
Well, I know I'm not going to buy any of Jimmy's that he made.
Good idea. Stay away from the vanilla straight. Just straight vanilla. Stay away from it.
There's other kinds, Jimmy?
Oh, God.
they're getting crazy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kearney has been playing some pretty good baseball. The season started a little bit slow because of all the rainouts. And, Coach, how did that affect the way that you were able to get your team kind of their mojo going, the pitching rotation? Did the slow start to the season have any effect on you guys?
Well, I don't think so, other than the fact that obviously you'd like to play games on a consistent basis. But I think one thing it did do was allow us to keep people fresh, and our pitching staff, I think, came out ahead in the whole deal, because we've kind of developed about four or five starters now, and that's without even using Braden Heck out. Braden's had kind of a little tweak in his shoulder here, so he's only thrown a couple innings for us this year. So we feel pretty good with where we're at, but we have a lot of stiff competition coming up in the next couple of weeks. And again, depending on the weather here, I think we played seven games last week, and if you count the games that we have tonight and tomorrow, I think that's about nine games in 8 days. So it's starting to get a little heavier as far as the schedule is concerned.
Yeah, Coach, other than the first game, the very first time out against Hastings, and I think we made four errors that game, the defense has been fairly well. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think, you know, going into the year, we thought we'd have a good pitching staff and that we'd be able to hold our own on defense. We're a little worried about our hitting, and I think it's really worked out that way for the most part. And as you said, we have played good defense throughout the course of the season. And most of the time, our pitchers have done an excellent job. And I'll throw out Kyle Anderson and Colton Hill. Both pitched excellent games on Saturday. Both threw a complete seven-inning games. And they were kind of question marks coming into the season. Colton had kind of been in a reliever for most of the time that he's been in our program. And Kyle's been in our program for two or three years now, and he's struggled a little bit throwing strikes. But his last two starts have been quality starts for us, and so have been big additions to our pitching staff.
We're talking with Kearney Runza coach Brad Archer, who has taken care of Legion baseball for decades here and have had plenty of success. And you had success again this weekend. And as we've talked with Coach Archer over the years, it's very evident that winning the Cornhusker League is the most important thing that leads them into districts and trying to win a state title. So you may not have been throwing out your big guns over the weekend, and you guys still had a pretty darn good performance this past weekend.
Well, we did. And again, it starts on the mound. We struggled a little bit Friday night against Lincoln North Star, throwing strikes and those types of things. But as I said, we came back on Saturday, and both Colton and Kyle gave us a great effort. Kyle beat a Lincoln Southeast team that had just beaten us 2-0 the weekend before. And they have a solid team. And then Sunday we played Lexington, and Lexington kind of struggled throwing strikes, so that wasn't much of a game Sunday. But again, we've seen a lot of progress with our pitchers. And the biggest thing, you know, I want to see is we're still trying to find out who we can add to the lineup or if we can improve kind of down in the lower part of our hitting order. And so we've seen some improvement there. And if we can get a little more consistent hitting the baseball along with what we've been able to do on the mound and playing defense, then I feel pretty good about our baseball team.
Yeah, Coach, the other thing, you had Andrew Wagner, Harrison Pierce, and Cam Moore. Every time they come in, they have been able to throw strikes. That's one thing they've done. Like you said, sometimes, I mean, you might get hit a little bit, but if you're throwing strikes, you're not getting those extra base runners. Those three have. Talked a little bit about your two catchers, Ty Mestel and Harrison Pierce, because they've kind of, this is kind of new for them. They're in there. We've had to replace the catcher, and talk a little bit about them, if you would.
Well, yeah, both Ty and Harrison have done a good job for us, especially, Ty caught a lot last year for Post 52. Harrison, we kind of made into a catcher this year, just kind of looking at what we had coming back and whatnot. And those guys have both made big improvements throughout the course of the season and done a really nice job for us. There's some things we need to do with our pitchers as far as utilizing more of a glide step to home plate to give those guys a better opportunity to throw runners out. But they're both finding their way, and they've improved quite a bit. And still need to work on probably blocking balls and those type of things. But they've done a good job for us, probably better than I had anticipated.
We're chatting with Kearney Runza coach Brad Archer here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So kind of piggybacking on the pitcher thing, North Platte tonight, Grand Island tomorrow. What's your rotation going to look like, Coach?
Well, we're throwing Chris Langan tonight against North Platte. We threw Peyton Pocock against North Platte the last time we saw him. And they really came out and stung the ball hard that night. And Peyton struggled a little bit with strikes and control, and they kind of jumped all over him. But which was, you know, all right to see, to be quite honest with you. We knew North Platte was going to have a solid team this year. And they threw a kid that I really didn't know much about, and he came out and was really throwing hard early in the game. We finally got to him about the fourth or fifth inning, but by that time we had given up quite a few runs. So, and to be honest with you, we've struggled out at North Platte the last couple of years. I think the last 2 years in a row they've beaten us out there. So we'll have to see if we can turn the tide this year and get a win out there to keep our chances alive in the Cornhusker League. And then you have Grand Island coming in tomorrow night. And, you know, Grand Island approaches the Cornhusker League like we do. It gives our kids something to play for during the summer, and so they always try to win the Cornhusker League as well. So tomorrow night we'll probably go with Peyton on the mound and see what happens, and expect to see the Ewing kid for Grand Island. And he's a kid that I think went to UNL this past year, didn't play baseball, but he came back. And you combine him with the Hanky kid that Grand Island has over there as far as top two pitchers, and they probably match up as well as anyone in the state.
Yeah, Coach, I agree with you. Peyton Pocock, what he's done is positive as far outweighs what he's had with just a couple starts, you know, that he's had, because everything else he's done, he's looked really sharp, except for maybe two of his 18 starts, you know. So I agree with you, yeah, that he, what he's done is far outweighs. Talk a little bit about Ty Roseberry, Matt Moore, your 3 and 4 hitters.
Well, they've had great years. You know, Matt came back this year after attending UNK, and again, he's another kid that didn't play baseball his freshman year of college, but he wanted to stick with it, and we're glad he did. And, Matt's probably been our leading hitter the 3 years that he's been on senior, so I don't think he has the highest average right now. That might go to his younger brother, Cam, or Ty, but Matt's been a great player for us the last 3 years, and like I said, if not our leading hitter right there in the top two, and does a great job in that three spot for us, and he hits right in front of Ty. And, you know, Ty's a kid along with Braden Eckout that we brought up last year, sophomores, and those kids have done a tremendous job for us as well. And Ty hits in the fourth spot, so he sees a lot of breaking pitches. And as you play these teams more than once, they really try to be careful with him. But he's got such a nice short swing and has a good eye as far as the strike zone is concerned that, like I said, he just does a great job in that fourth spot.
Well, we'll wrap it up here. You've also got some action. You get to be a lot of your tournaments this year are – it's time for him to be in Kearney, and so you had one last weekend. You'll be home again this weekend. Give us a little preview of what you've got this weekend.
Well, we've got Elkhorn coming in on Saturday and then Papillion on Sunday, so it's something that we're just kind of exchanging with Grand Island. They'll play in Grand Island on those opposite days. So we'll get Elkhorn and Papillion in here, and then I think the following Wednesday, I think it is, we've got Lincoln Southwest in here, who is year in and year out probably in the top one or two teams in the city of Lincoln. And then that next weekend, it's kind of like a mini state tournament that we host another tournament that weekend. We've got teams such as Miller South, who was right in the thick of things during the school year, and Papillion South, and Gretna, and Lincoln Southwest, to name a few. So we've got a lot of good competition coming up, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the Mike Peterson tournament over the 4th of July weekend. So in about 2 weeks, everybody's going to know a lot more about their baseball teams. Coach, before we let you out of here, because Jimmy Langan is now in the stands watching his son Chris play baseball, do you kind of miss having conversations with him as an umpire?
Oh, not really. I see Jimmy enough at the field that, you know, after about 5 minutes, I'm probably good to go.
Well, let me know when that 5 minutes is up, because I don't want to let it go. Hey, we talked about every kid except for Frueling and Harris and Smalley, so I just wanted to make sure I got their names on the over the deal in case one of us happened to forget. But those guys are having a good year too. But hey, I'm looking forward to umpiring for you next year.
Yeah, I know you're coming. When Doug was talking about that, that's all I could think about, is that you'll be back next year. But between that time and what we got going here, I think we have plenty of opportunity to talk and always enjoy those conversations. Get you back down on the diamond, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, last thing, and we'll let you out of here, because it occurred to me as we were watching last night and talking about some of these kids, you've had a lot of kids, and you talked about some of the Grand Island kids and some kids that went to college and didn't play, but you have had some kids here recently, whether it's UNK or elsewhere, that have had a lot of success at the next level. Obviously, that starts with the program here. Are you, I don't think surprised is the word, but maybe just a comment on the way that the kids continue to play good ball once they leave your program.
Well, I think you can tie that into a couple things. First of all, we're pretty fortunate here. We had a lot of good athletes, good baseball players, and a lot of those kids are multi-sport athletes, so they certainly have some athletic ability. And we just kind of hope here that we do things the right way. And, you know, we've, over the last decade or so, we probably average playing about 50 games a year. So not only are they playing a lot of baseball, but we've always tried to play the best competition in Nebraska that we can. And so hopefully they have a good background from that standpoint. I think one thing needs to be said, too, is that, you know, Legion Baseball in Nebraska is something that a lot of people know about. I think we're in the top one or two or three highest number of Legion teams in the United States as far as Legion baseball is concerned. So, and a lot of college coaches love Legion baseball in Nebraska, especially Omaha and Lincoln, and they know that it's very competitive. And I think you're seeing that year in and year out when you look at, Van Horn still coming back and recruiting heavily in Omaha and those type of things. So no, we, like I said, been very fortunate to have a lot of great athletes that work hard, and hopefully we do things right and have an opportunity to go on and play if they choose to. And we've had quite a few kids that have done that and, as you said, have done really well.
Brad Archer, head coach, Kearney Runzel, off to North Platte tonight, then home for Fan Appreciation Night tomorrow against Grand Island, and then games at home on Saturday and Sunday. Those are early games, doubleheaders over the noon hour. Coach, best of luck this week, and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Brad Archer, head coach of Kearney Runzel, and you know, as the dad of a player, you'd know, even if you were just umpiring some of the games, you're going to find out a lot here in the next 2 weeks, not just about Kearney, but about Grand Island, Hastings, if they can get healthy again over there, about what kind of team they've had. They've played a variety of other teams now, the league rivals, and some of the top teams in the Metro.
Yeah, you're exactly right. When you play at Hastings, or you play at North Platte, or you play at Grand Island, or you play at Columbus, you know, those games are hard to win. You know, so the same thing when they come into Kearney, it's a little difficult to win at times, too. You know, you got your own field, you all got your own pitcher's mound, you know, that type of stuff. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. And he's right. When you go to North Platte, it's about a 50-50 deal. You know what I mean? And it'll be interesting tonight. I just hope we get the game in. It doesn't get rained out, or doesn't start at 9:47 p.m. like it did last year.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll switch it over to hockey. It was the best season in over a decade for the Tri-City Storm. Now they have to get ready for 2015. We'll talk with the head coach and general manager, Jim Holton, after this.
Kick back and relax at the Flatwater Music Festival, June 26th and 27th at Prairie Loft in Hastings. Enjoy a craft beer and listen to live music by award-winning bands from across Nebraska and Colorado. We'll have music on two stages, plus music workshops, kids' activities, games, food trucks, art vendors, and more. Daily admission is only $10, and kids under 12 get in free. Find details at prairieloft.org. See you June 26th and 27th at the Flatwater Music Festival in Hastings.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Back in time. A caveman. His name was Ugg. Mm. Got tired of gathering nuts and berries. Mm. Decided that meat was a neat treat.
That mine too.
Ugg was the first human carnivore. Mm. Ugg inspired others to try meat. They liked it too.
Mm, we like.
Dog now serves as the spokes caveman for Carnivore's meat supply. Dozens of cuts of fresh beef, pork, chicken, and fish. Early carnivores used to have to knock on cave doors to find meat.
Love meat.
All you need to do is head to Carnivore's Meat Supply, west off 281 on Old Potash Highway.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity, a short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
Prairie Hills Golf Course, located just 10 short miles north of Kearney on Highway 10, is under new management. Prairie Hills Golf Course is a beautiful course nestled on 132 acres of rolling hills that makes for a fun and challenging golf experience. And they have the lowest 18-hole rates in the area. Call to reserve your tee time now or call to ask about their upcoming leagues. Just call Justin at 308-388-5115 at Prairie Hills Golf Course. That's 308-388-5115.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps.
Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you if Jordan Spieth will become the first player to win the Grand Slam in a calendar year. And, as expected, 83% said no, but there were 17% said, you know what? These courses set up for them, why not? So maybe those will be the smart ones. Today, our Midtown Mark Cooler question, which you can vote on at ESPNSuperstation.com. Does the new development that Pete Rose bet on games wall a player change or confirm your stance on his reinstatement? A, it confirms, this proves he should stay out. B, it changes, I no longer trust him. C, there's no change, he deserves the hall regardless. I'm in the minority. It doesn't change my opinion because betting is betting, and they have no proof that he bet against a game that he was ever involved with playing or managing. And we talk wagering on this show quite a bit when it comes to horse racing and football spreads on Fridays during the season. Don't be naive, people. Again, I'm just saying you've got bigger cheaters in the Hall of Fame. And you can't call Pete Rose a cheater because he wasn't, unless you can confirm that he was betting against his own team. You've got a little more maybe baseball history to you, Jimmy. You're not a Pete Rose fan, I don't think, in this instance, are you?
Well, I just think that there are integrity things. I mean, I never bet on any high school game that I ever officiated. I never bet on, and I gamble a lot too, but I never bet on anything that I ever played in, you know, or if any sport that I ever coached. And I didn't have a whole lot of lines because my games weren't that important, if you know what I'm saying. But at no time did I ever do anything, or did I ever call John Higgins up on the phone, who's a friend of mine, and go, hey, are you ever in the Oklahoma TCU game? Can you make it go under? Sure. You know, I mean, that's the problem. The problem is if you let him gamble on it and it's okay, and then all of a sudden you're going, hey, you know what, now, I'll tell you what, I'm managing this team and I've got some money on this game, and hey, I think I'm going to go with my second best pitcher now when it's 5-0 instead of going, hold on, we're beat today, I better go with my fifth or sixth bag out of the bullpen and let this kind of go because I got to manage tomorrow. And I think, you know, because you got a vested interest in it, maybe a little more because, you know, and whether it's, you know, I mean, we're not talking about a couple guys out here betting a dollar.
No.
You know, he said betting on baseball. We're talking about he's betting on baseball. And it says right in the locker room, this is something we don't want you to do. This is a scandal. You cannot do this. It's in every locker room. This is something you cannot do. Do not do this. Well, you know what? They let him play. Then they let him manage. And he made a lot of money making baseball. Well, what is the elite thing you can have? Well, it's supposed to be the Hall of Fame. It is supposed to be the Hall of Fame. And, in Kearney, Nebraska, if they give Father of the Year award, I'm not probably going to get it because of some of the things that I do. You know what I mean? I mean, I bet a little bit every once in a while. You'll see my car go into Fauner Park. I didn't stay home and do everything and sit down and do algebra for, you know, an hour and a half. So I guess, you know, what does Pete Rose want out of this? I mean, is it that important to get in the Hall of Fame? Is that something? Just because you got all those hits? He made a decision then. Hey, you know what? I've got 4,000 hits. That's good. But I probably won't get in the Hall of Fame because of some of the other things I did.
I think it's no longer a big deal to him. I mean, everybody, either he's done what he's done. He's not gambling on baseball as a manager or player now. I side with those that, you know what, he served his sentence, I guess. Yeah. And I understand and I agree with most all the other sides of this. It's just my opinion.
Mine too. I mean, don't get me wrong.
No, exactly.
This isn't something like, how many hits did he need? Well, that's not the point. The point is he's got enough hits. He did everything else correct. He just didn't do this correct, and they warned him beforehand.
And you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. I believe it's also baseball season in Canada. That was one of the last conversations I had with the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Halton, who joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, thanks for holding on. Is baseball still going on for the youngsters?
Baseball is. The Bad News Bears season continues.
And how's it going? You have to tell the listeners here, because we just had Coach Archer on, and we were talking about how Nebraska is one of the biggest states in the country, per capita-wise, of playing baseball. But obviously, it's almost the exact opposite in Canada. Let our listeners know what it's like.
Well, to give you a thumbnail sketch, I believe Kearney, the population of, you know, give or take 30,000, had 100-plus kids out at the 10-11 age bracket. Kingston, my hometown, which has a population neighborhood of 130,000, had 22 kids out at the same age. So that really doesn't have to go any further in an explanation than that. Our hockey numbers are ridiculous in tryouts, and our baseball numbers are unfortunately very low. So there's a small pocket of us that love the game here, but we're hoping it continues to grow. It's kind of ebbed and flows over the course of the last 30 years.
Now, I didn't ask Jared, are you back home in Canada at this moment, or are you elsewhere?
No, I'm back home.
Have you run into any of the World Cuppers kicking the soccer ball around?
I haven't. We were up in that neck of the woods for baseball on the weekend and saw lots of signage and some of that stuff, but haven't seen a lot of it other than just following it, obviously, on the nightly news and the TV.
Jim Halton with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get into the hockey talk here. First, you made a comment in the press release before going to Vegas that, quote, on a personal note, contract discussions continue to move favorably towards a long-term agreement, end quote. Has anything changed in the last 2 weeks?
Nope, nothing's changed. We talked at length. There's a contract offer that has finally been made by Mr. Brooks and the organization. So as a family, we're just reviewing it here. I've got a lawyer looking at it. Unfortunately, we all have to have our legal friends check off whenever there's employment contracts. So, nope, we're heading, and I expect to have a final decision very soon.
Do you like the contract?
I do. Mr. Brooks has always been very fair to me and my family, and that's continued.
Okay, Vegas, a lot of guys, some you've seen, some you haven't, some want to stay with this team, some want to earn a spot. You got a lot of kids, and you're trying to pare it down to the 30 that you will send into the USHL next month. How did things go last week?
Well, I was very happy with it. As you alluded to, we had a very big camp. We started the week with eight teams of players, and it was a very, very competitive atmosphere. I thought all the kids an extremely good job of just doing that, making it very competitive and making difficult decisions for us. We pared that down on Wednesday and brought back in our attorneys and some of the people off our affiliate list and kind of got down to business. So all in all, at the end of the day, it was a very, very good camp. You know, you look at our roster and the number of people that we're losing, there's a lot of spots open for grabs. So competition was very fierce, and, you know, we're excited with our group. There was some pleasant surprises.
Coach Jim Halton joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
How did the draft picks do in camp, Coach?
Draft picks did very well. Alex Limoges, our first pick, looked like he's going to be right in the mold. And we like, I hate comparing players, but he has a lot of the same tendencies of a Mason Appleton. He's a big body that protects the puck well. Very, very smart individual. When you talk to him, good at all the little subtleties of the game, the face-offs, the puck protection, things like that. So happy that he kind of fits our mold in that category. And really, I thought every one of them, the description that I was given of those players is kind of how they played. And that's all you ask of guys coming into a camp. So we're excited with our group. And I think most importantly, some of the kids that we had in at the end of last season, Sam Sternshine, Carson Maher in particular, that kind of spent some time in the background during that playoff run, really stood out in my mind as two of the better players in the camp. So that bodes well moving forward.
Coach, who were, I mean, some of the kids from last year, the draft picks, the futures and all that, still there are other kids. I assume the best way to say is just kind of come out of nowhere. They're looking to get some film, looking to get some workouts. Did you have anybody there that stuck or stood out that just kind of came to camp?
Well, we had a goaltender. He was recommended from one of our scouts, but he was a walk-in. Actually, two goaltenders, one by the name of Justin Kapelmaster, who's ironically from Florida but played up in Ontario, not far from my hometown last year, was the Ontario Tier 2 goalie of the year. And then a fellow by the name of Patrick Virtanen, a Finnish goaltender, who, again, anytime someone's coming from across the pond, there's very limited views of them and a variety of reports, but he came in and looked very, very good. So it's going to make for a very intriguing goaltending battle with obviously those two gentlemen. Then we have Jake Kiley, who's been in our system for a few years, had a terrific season with Austin in the North American League. Those were head and shoulders the top three goaltenders in camp. So I think the two goaltenders was a pleasant surprise because, as we saw last year, you need not just one good goalie, you need two goalies in order to withstand the rigors of the schedule.
Hey, Coach, have you made your 30-man roster? What's the date when you're going to look at that? And then also, assistant coaches, any changes that way?
Lots of changes in Stormland. The 30-man roster, I guess, to address that one, has to be filed on July 10th. We're going to hold, Pat. We're not going to announce anything on that because, as last year taught us, lots of things can change in a short period of time in the summer months here with your players. There can be movement at the top of the NCAA with guys signing, so one thing I've learned is kind of err on the side of caution and not jump too quickly on these things. But we have a rough number of 27 that we had out of this camp that will be coming. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to add any on. In terms of the staffing, it'll be a whole new assistant coaching staff. J.B. Bittner was very, very fortunate and got rewarded for his hard work and expertise and took the assistant job at the University of Wisconsin. And Neil Breiner did a great job for us, has left to pursue some other opportunities in the game. So there's going to be lots of constant Storm news over the next couple months.
You got somebody on the plate, or are you still looking?
I'm still looking. It's a highly sought-after position. So we want to make sure that we do this right. We're going to doing our due diligence right now on a number of people that have expressed interest. So I'm going to try to whittle that down to a workable shortlist here within the next week or so and try to get somebody named probably, you know, within a reasonable amount of time. I'd like to have someone on board at least the very latest by middle of July.
Last minute here with Jim Holton. I don't want to keep going back to this, but do you have to wait to sign your contract before you start hiring assistants?
No, I mean, I've done everything since the day the season ended on the assumption that I'm coming back, so nothing in that regard is going to change. So I've actively been speaking to assistant coach candidates and players and recruits and the whole bit. And until such a day that I'm not the coach and GM of the Tri-City Storm, I'll always act like I am.
Jim Holton, head coach and GM of the Tri-City Storm. Who won the office pool on the Stanley Cup?
My wife, if you can believe it. In fact, it was a contentious issue because it came down to her and JB both had Chicago picked, but the commissioner of the office, Jared Chaffron, made a ruling, a very controversial ruling, that since JB was no longer part of the organization, then quite obviously he was no longer part of the office, and by virtue of that, he was eliminated.
Well, it's good to know that there's a commissioner to make the tough decisions like that.
That's why they get the big bucks, you know that.
And it probably made things even, well, I'm sure it made a little smack talk going on there at home?
More than a little. There's quite a bit. Yeah, my kids are excited because I won the pool last year, and Mommy won it this year. So a lot of bragging rights in our house right now.
And, Jim, what's next? We'll let you out of here for the Storm fans. What's next? When do you guys get together? When will we be organized again?
We will – well, Well, the high school kids, and there'll be more of them this year because we're going to have a little bit younger squad. We'll be back in, I think, August 18th is the first day of school. So informal workouts will start at the arena with those gentlemen, and then the rest of the crew will report in the end of August. We'll get up and running. A little bit of a difference this year, the league's not having a fall classic. It's been put on hold for 1 year. So we're just in the process of confirming some exhibition dates. I'm not sure if we're going to have any in Kearney. There's talk of a few little mini tournaments to appease some of the college recruiting people. So we'll have more information on that as we move forward. But this right now, it's a key part of the off season. But I know last year, I think one of our biggest things we did was the group came in terrific shape, and I thought that'd give us a leg up. So we want to try to duplicate that this year.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get back to family time and enjoying some of the North Country. And thanks for giving us the info, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we'll see you in a couple months.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to talk again.
Take care. Jim Holton, head coach, general manager of the Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Busy. They're busy, Jimmy. I didn't ask him any Vegas stories either.
No, I'm glad you didn't. Stay away from that, Doug. I think anytime I'm on the show, let's just stay away from that. Wait until some of your other co-hosts are there if you're going to get controversial with me. I'll listen to your show, but I just it's hard for me to kind of sit here and go, I'm just really uncomfortable.
I've got another co-host that I don't talk a whole lot of investing with on the show either.
He did that one time when you were gone. He said something about he bet on a hockey game and it was already over. It was the Indianapolis 500. He was talking about the Indianapolis 500 one time, and he said, "Hey, I already saw the replay and knew it was over." And I bet a guy, and I said, "I don't think you're supposed to talk about that." I thought that was real funny, but no one else was in the room. So just him and I. He didn't think it was funny. So. You know, if I'd had like 30 guys in there, they'd all been pounding me and patting me on the back. Good one, good one.
Let's take a break. And as we do, I want to give away some tickets to the Nebraska Danger. I've got a couple pair of tickets. We're going to give away two pairs of tickets to Friday night's home playoff game, 888-455-3776. Going to make it easy on you. You're a Danger fan if you know who are they playing in the playoffs Friday night in Grand Island. Who are they playing in the first round of the playoffs Friday night in Grand Island? First two correct callers will get a pair of tickets to the Nebraska Danger on Friday night, 888-455-3776. We'll be right back.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Hey!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The College World Series Finals continue tonight on ESPN Radio. Vanderbilt is one win away from back-to-back national championships. Can Virginia force a Game 3? Pre-game at 6:40, first pitch at 7:05. The College World Series tonight on ESPN Radio.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Make your summer concert plans now and buy your tickets today to the Adams County Fair in Hastings. This summer's Adams County Fair Fest concert series will take place July 15th through the 18th. Check out this unbelievable lineup. Legendary Lone Star, Colt Swindell, Harmony, and Granger Smith. Now that's a lot of talent for one fair. Call today and get your Adams County Fair Fest tickets at 402-462-3247. That's 402-462-3247.
So here's the deal. Every day my buddies and I head to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and the big ass beers for $4.50 all day. It's a great way to wash down a hard day of work. Well, a good thing like this is hard to keep a secret, so now my wife starts showing up with all of her girlfriends. Now us guys check out all the games on the bazillion screens while the girls enjoy $2 wells and pints. I just wish she'd let me win at pool, at least every once in a while. Oh well, happy wife, happy life. Join us at Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney.
Doug and Addie Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Justin from Amherst, among our winners for the Nebraska Danger tickets as they host the Tri-Cities Fever coming up on Friday night. We'll give you another chance to win tickets on tomorrow's show here on ESPN Radio. If you're getting ready for lunch, the Chicken Coop is ready for you throughout the month of June. Any salad on the menu, just $5.55. Lunch, dinner, somewhere in between, taco salads, grilled chicken salad, however the sauces you want on the salad, if you get that particular kind, it's all $5.55 throughout the month of June at the Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill. The best of both worlds in downtown Kearney. Of course, if you're saladed out or that's not your deal today, you can get a great burger or pizza. Let's see. What did I have? Oh, yeah, the prime rib sandwich with cheese.
You have the au jus. You did that with au jus. Oh, isn't that stuff good?
They should serve au jus with, like, everything.
I think you're right.
Everything.
I think you can ask for it, probably.
The Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill. Order some au jus. If you just get the chicken tender hoagie today, say I'd like some au jus in downtown Kearney. Yeah. I always say, you know, the guy that invented water gets a gold medal. Liquid salt, bang, gold medal. Au jus, just kind of a version of that as well. Gold medal. If you got the right au jus, even if the prime rib is so-so, it makes it so much better, but... Man, it's tough to mess up prime rib, isn't it?
It is. Is that your favorite food? I'm just looking at you right now. It's got to be right now.
Oh, I love prime rib.
Me too. That's really fun. I do too. There's a lot of things I love, but I try to stay away from it.
It's also disappointing when they say it's prime rib and then they bring it out and you go,
that's roast beef.
Yeah.
That's well done roast beef. And what day did you make that on? Yeah, that's a prime rib sandwich. Yeah, okay, just throw it on a bun. But you know what? It's not bad if you dip it with what? Au jus.
Yeah.
Just give me a big thing of that. It's okay.
And then you know what it can have after that?
What's that?
Homemade ice cream.
Oh, I want some of that.
That'd be so awesome. A couple of other sports notes to pass along. College World Series, did you watch that? You watched the Royals last night, and they got a nice win, an unexpected win against Seattle when they were going with Felix Hernandez. But I'm watching the College World Series, and boy, throughout this whole process, where did Vanderbilt skip a beat that they weren't a national seed with this pitching rotation that they have? It has all come together for them during the NCAA tournament.
Well, I think they're a good team if you've got just three pitchers. You know, a lot of times you got to play five. You know, if you look, this is amazing. And I know we don't have time and we won't discuss it that much. But if you look at, like, Vanderbilt and their regular season, boy, they pitched pretty well on the weekend. And they did okay. But, you know, they went into Virginia, played Virginia Tech this year, and lost all three games to Virginia Tech. I bet Virginia Tech was tardy hearing about how good Virginia was. And then David Lipscomb beat both of them. You know, David Lipscomb beat, because they get to play on a Wednesday and they're not throwing their best pitchers. Okay. Now David Lipscomb gets into, when I say David Lipscomb, maybe it's just called Lipscomb now, but they, when they,
there's just one guy.
But when they went into the NCAA, because they made it, then they got to play somebody and see their best pitcher. They got beat 16-1.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you know what I'm saying is sometimes you know, those Wednesday pitchers. So I think Vanderbilt maybe only is three or four deep, and they're 5-6. You know, of course, why would you want to go there if you're the sixth best pitcher at Vanderbilt? Well, you never get to play.
You got to hope
you don't get to play.
But Carson Fulmer, the 8th overall pick, then Walker Buehler, the 24th overall pick in the draft. You got Phil Pfeiffer waiting there for you, picked in the 3rd round. And Virginia's only run came in the 9th inning last night. That's the first run that the bullpen has given up at the College World Series for Vanderbilt. Can Virginia find a way to get it done? They were really up in the air about who they're going to throw tonight. A lot of people think they're going to go with Josh Spores, who is actually their closer. I don't know. I mean, you know that if you put him out there, Jimmy, he can't go the distance. So you already know that. But I guess you have to be saying, who's our best pitcher? If he can give me 3 innings to start this game, maybe we can scratch out a run or two. If we can get up 1-2, that's better than waiting and then trying to bring him in the 5th when it's a 1-0 ball game the wrong way. So that's kind of the way it sounds that they are leaning at Virginia. Pre-game tonight, 6:40, and first pitch is set for 7:05. at the College World Series. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, where Cadillac is cleaning out anything that's left from the 2014 inventory, has huge rebates. You can save up to $9,700 on a Cadillac ATS, about $12,500 on a Cadillac CTS, and save up to $8,600 on a new Cadillac XTS. If you don't know what all the differences are, go online and check them out. It explains everything at thinkmidway.com, or stop by and view them yourself, South 2nd Avenue, and talk with the friendly staff at your Midway Auto Dealership. And hey, maybe you've had a little problem. Don't forget the Midway Collision Center is now open for business. Free estimates and fast turnaround times. See them at the Midway Auto Outlet. That is the old Killian Motors building, the new Midway Auto Outlet and Collision Center in Kearney. Also, in the world of sports to talk about today, we've got to just about everything. We talked about the new assistants for UNK men's basketball yesterday, hearing some good things about those guys coming in. You can read some names and tell people where they've been, but honestly, when you're bringing in some coaches from somewhere else, everybody in Kearney just kind of wants to know. I'm just saying to the folks, the Loper fans, I've heard a couple of good things from folks well outside of the UNK program. So hopefully that'll be good news for Coach Lofton in his first year as the head coach.
Yeah, I hope things go well. Kevin Lofton had been at UNK for quite a few years, and probably kind of, you know, he could get to follow in and be the co-head coach, you know, for many years.
And still looks like he's 28.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks good. But basically, I was just going to say it would be nice if things started out well for him, and, you know, and the assistant coaches were as loyal as he was, you know, when he started out. And I hope things go well for the program.
Caleb, anything interesting in Twitterverse?
There hasn't really been much on there. Twitterverse is a little quiet today.
The world of sports, nothing. This whole Tom Brady thing, good Lord. You know, this is the bad thing about too much media, is that everybody thinks they need to be at every little thing. Here's the camera. Here's a shot of Tom Brady walking into the Roger Goodell office. I know what Tom Brady looks like.
What do you say, Doug? I said all along four games was too many. Do you think they'll get it down to two? Or do you think they'll keep it?
I said it day one. That's
two.
What I
you and I said two. We have day one, we said two games. I mean.
And they were talking about it this morning on National as kind of that's probably why he got four, so that they would have some wiggle room if there needed to be wiggle room.
Right.
I told you he'd play against Dallas. He'll be ready to
Isn't that something?
He'll be ready to go against Dallas.
Well, maybe he won't start. Maybe this other guy will play so well the first two games. When he comes back, he probably won't. He'll have to earn his position. You got to earn your position. You've been gone. You got to earn your starting position.
You can't even hardly say that with a straight face.
No,
but I did, but
I've been coaching a lot of years, and I have some parent tell me that, and I'm going to go, you got to be kidding me. I'm sorry. Maybe somebody else should coach this team this year.
Can you even name the backups? Can you even pronounce it?
Any of the backup quarterbacks for the New England Patriots?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I might have when I was in the 1960s when I was a kid, and that's all I cared. But, you know, right now I can tell you, like, the starters for the North Platte Legion baseball team. But, you know, isn't that amazing? But who are they? Tell me who they are.
They're going to play Garoppolo.
Okay.
Their pick from a couple years ago. He played in the Ohio Valley Conference. That's not going to get you in any big bowl game.
No, where do you go to college at? What school is he at?
I think he was at Eastern Illinois. I think
Eastern
something
Illinois,
like that.
Eastern Illinois, and his last name is what is it?
Garoppolo.
From Southern Illinois.
When I was down there, we didn't have a football team, unless we're talking about right now, like the World Cup. We had football.
Well, I know one thing. If I'm playing defense, I'd rather take on Garoppolo than Tom Brady.
And
even if he's a little faster.
I think this is fair to bring up. Anytime, okay, here's the deal. When we started the show a decade ago, and why aren't we having a big celebration for that? Is it just not a big deal? Ten years of the
WWE show? We have a 10-year
celebration.
What is that celebration?
Well, it should be this August, but
I hope I'm there that day.
I haven't.
I'll put something together for you.
We should be giving stuff. It should be a big, huge deal, but it's not. But there are certain people I didn't know. I know less about soccer, hockey. I probably know about the same about NASCAR, because what is there to learn there? You just turn left. But so one of the folks that I can is Coach Steinbrück, Kearney's soccer coach, boys soccer coach. And every once in a while you'll see him tweet something out, which then gets to Facebook, which I'll see. So every once in a while I'll text him. I don't know a lot, but all you soccer aficionados, that had to be about as ugly. I mean, the United States kept attacking the first half and couldn't get one in. When they did, they waved it off. But Abby Wambaugh, the now probably greatest women's soccer player in U.S. history, misses a penalty kick. Doesn't even come close. How can you miss a net that big from that close? This coming after the day. This is the day after Dustin Johnson catches so much hell about three putting from 12 feet. I'm telling you right now, that is worse than Dustin Johnson missing that 4-foot putt. That was the whole world on Dustin Johnson. You need that goal, and you don't even touch the pipe, nothing. And he said, well, she used her left foot. Maybe Dustin Johnson should have putted left-handed.
Hey, you know, when Tony Davis was running this place.
AKA Big Daddy.
And he, you guys had that hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
You know, the hot dog eating contest. All of my buddies wanted to know, is there some rule where you can't have a beer chugging contest? Because Tony would have picked that first. The hot dog eating contest had to be second. The beer chugging contest would have been first. And the people that follow the show and Tony's friends, I know those guys. And I know they can eat hot dogs. But, hey, they can also drink some beer. So what? I want to know on the air, putting you on the spot, why did you go from hot dogs to beer? I mean, what was the deal here?
We were just shooting the bull like we were right here,
okay,
as we do so often on the show. And we were talking about the 4th of July, and I suppose I threw out, well, how many? Because Tony can eat. I said, well, how many hot? But he is not like that. He says, well, like three. And I don't even think he got three down. Of course, the dogs we had that day from our buddies at Troutman's were not your...
Yeah, they're quarter-pound hot dogs.
They're not
huge
the things.
Buns. I mean, and Tony's trying to put mustard on them, ketchup, relish, and sauerkraut.
Day.
You know, I mean,
That was a miserable day. We did it out there in the parking lot. We had 8 or 10 guys. It was like 90 degrees at 11 in the morning. They're trying. Oh, it was brutal.
What was it hard to get contestants for the hot dog eating contest, or was it easy to get contestants?
It was so, because that first year we did it real quick. We got some football players and
sure.
Three or four people that
right.
had big mouths and some of those friends. And wow. I think I'm very glad that we don't have video of that. I think NTV had video of that, and hopefully they have burned all of that. We could have used the TNL corner system that day. We wouldn't have needed the whole pivot, but we could have used it to kind of wet down the concrete and douse the competitors that day. That's probably not why you need a TNL GPS navigation corner system that's like no other, but it will help you put more money in your pocket. Take advantage of their deals right now. You get them in, you plant that field. Sometimes the corner is just a little bit of problems there. Well, this will help you get to every little speck of stock on your field. Contact your local TNL dealer, including Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island, Bill Shapley at Mid-States Irrigation in Kearney, or go to TLIRR.com and find out why TNL's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems, superior reliability, low maintenance, and safety are the one that should be in your field at TNL Irrigation. Well, that's going to wrap things up for today's Doug and Daddy Show. We thank Jim Holton, head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Everything is done but his name on the dotted line of signing a contract. He's still got to find some assistance with success. They move on, they are close to getting their roster down from the tryout camp. So we talked about a lot of things there. Also to Brad Archer, Kearney American Legion baseball coach, off to North Platte tonight. Then they have fan appreciation night at home tomorrow night against Grand Island. We'll be back on the show tomorrow. Randy's going to slide in. Will we have a College World Series champion? What do you think, Jimmy?
Probably.
Did Virginia force it?
I thought Virginia had to win last night if they were going to get three games in. Tonight looks worse than last night. So
7:05, first pitch tonight. Have a good one, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.